Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and in prayer and in word, worship and praise, lifting up and exalting the name of Jesus. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's sing. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you, and we do greet you in Jesus' name. Thank you for worshiping with us today. And if it's convenient and you can, I hope you can tell somebody else about our ministry from time to time. We've got a great, big, wonderful God, and we want everybody that we know to know that we love our Savior. From Romans 6:4-5, our precious promise today, the word of God for today's broadcast, he says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. I always try to begin this service with the Word of God. A long time ago, I always tried to end it with the Word of God, but sometimes I would run out of time and wouldn't get the scripture on the air. So I told Sister Linda, it's been a long time ago, I said, we're going to begin that service with the Word of God and make sure that we get it on the air. All right, take a Melodies of Praise hymnal. Let's go to page 100. Let's bring our vessels, not a few. Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father, come according to His word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Bring your empty earthen vessels clean through Jesus' precious blood. Come ye needy one and all, and in human consecration wait before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Like the cruise of oil and failing is His grace forevermore, and His love unchanging still.
and according to his promise, with the Holy Ghost and power, he will every vessel fill. Sing it, he will fill your heart today to overflowing. As the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. One more time. Oh, he will fill your heart today to overflowing. As the Lord commandeth you, bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I know he will. He will every vessel fill. Hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost and power. Jesus said for us to receive the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you and to your children and to all those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord. Romans 4:16 is our precious promise. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace. And grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously and soberly and godly in this present world. Wonderful words of life. Aren't you glad today we could just take one scripture after another and just have a chain reaction? Let's go to prayer today. Let's put these scriptures in our heart and let's stand upon them. Let's put our trust in them. Let's believe that the Lord's going to hear and answer every prayer, meet the needs. And I want you just to open and pour your heart out to him, if you will. We thank you, Lord, today for that grace. And we thank you for that faith. And we thank you for the faith of Abraham. And we thank you, Lord, today that he may be known as the father of us all. And some might consider him the father of faith. But we know that he believed God for righteousness, sought out on looking for a country, not knowing whether he was going, but being led and putting his trust in God. Lord, there are days when we get up and we don't know what the end is going to be. But if we'll be like Abraham and put our trust in you, you can lead us, Lord, to where you want us to be. We know, Lord, you'll never lead us astray, and you'll never let us down. You'll never leave us alone. We just thank you today because we can seek your face and call on you. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. Lord, minister to every need and meet every need. I pray, Lord, today that you'll just save the lost. Our heart's desire is that many be saved before it's too late. Lord, even before our own needs that we pray for, we want those that are unsaved to be saved. That is our number one request. Meet the needs now. Otherwise, Lord, touch the sick. And Lord, just help each one meet the needs of this service and help us to continue in Jesus' name. And we'll give you praise. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. And if you broadcast, have some pencil and paper ready to take down some contact information. Well, we're enjoying worshiping the Lord with you. Here's one, Let Me Praise You, The First Million Years.
Take those hands that are weary, help these feet to walk straight. I want to be near you when I see these eastern gates. And then if you'll permit me, I'll wash your feet with my tears. And then I want to praise you the first million years. The first million years in glory. And as long as eternity rolls, let me ever abide close by your side, and let me praise you the first million years. This life that I'm living, let me walk in the way. I want to be faithful to that great homecoming day. And then if you'll permit me, I'll wash your feet with my tears. And then I want to praise you the first million years. The first million years in hellry. And as long as eternity rolls, by his side, and let me praise you the first million years.
Let's sing that chorus again.
The first million years in glory, and as long as eternity rolls, let me ever abide close by your side, and let me praise you the first million years.
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We want to be in practice when we start praising him for that first million years. Send a card or letter, check, money order, anything you'd like to send to us to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. And remember that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
The first